Now, it's essentially free to lie down and close your eyes. That's what sleeping is. Some of us can even do it standing up. But the act itself does not cost a cent. How then has a multi-billion dollar industry evolved, and why are we spending so much on it? This morning I have Australian sleep research specialist Dr. Carmel Harrington, who is also the managing director of Sleep for Health, to help us understand the power of sleep and this burgeoning industry. Dr. Harrington, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Julia, for having me on your program.
No problem at all. So you've been in the field of sleep research for over 20 years now. What is the biggest change you've noticed with how we sleep?
We're actually getting much less of it.
Oh.
So when I first started researching sleep, a lot of my friends were really surprised. They were saying, I want to get a dude to sleep all day, you know. So they no one had any thoughts around sleep because, as you say, we do it naturally and we used to do it at the end of the day quite nicely. But, of course, in the last, say, 10 years, our lifestyles have changed amazingly. And in fact, we've undertaken a social experiment that none of us knew was happening and we weren't educated about. And, of course, that's the impact of technology on our lifestyle. So we can be awake and active 24/7. We've got very bright lights. And you know what? Most of us don't even understand what these really bright lights are doing for us when we have them on 24 hours a day.
And what are they doing to us? Preventing sleep.
Absolutely, which is why there is a burgeoning industry. The thing is that I often say this in my talks, you know, like when the car first became readily available, it was probably around about the mid-60s, early 60s, mid-60s. And about 1975, the government ran an education campaign on the norm, life be in it, because Norm had forgotten about the importance of exercise because he could get in the car all the time and we lost our incidental exercise. Mm-hmm. And the same happened when fast foods came into being around about the mid-1970s. You know, we forget that there was no supermarkets, no McDonald's, no KFC, which they are now. And so about 10 years later, the government had to do an education program about the importance of nutrition. And so it was called Norm, the more or less diet. So what's happened is now everyone's really well educated about exercise and nutrition. And even if we don't do the right thing with it, we know we're doing the wrong thing. But no one knows much about sleep. And so when we do the wrong thing, we don't know we're doing the wrong thing. And so we're actually a sleep-deprived society. And about 2 out of 5 people are not getting the sleep that they need.
Right. Not good to hear at all. And so this lack of education, I guess, has prompted many to spend money on sleep aid. What kind of sleep aid facilitators are out there, I guess?
Oh, look, there's an enormous number now. And, you know, the interesting thing was 20 years ago, there was no commerciality in sleep. And I would often talk to journalists, and one journalist who rang, you know, I would interview every couple of years, and she said to me once, Carmel, we've been here before. Why do we have to keep going over the same stuff? People still don't seem to realise. And I said, well, there's no business behind sleep. Until there's a money trail, businesses don't get involved. Well, all of a sudden now, over the last, as I say, 5 to 7 years, people have realised, wow, we're really sleep deprived, so I'm going to produce something that's going to help people. So we've got the technology that helps us sleep, the bedding that helps us sleep, the glasses that help us sleep, the sleep pods, all that sort of stuff we need, because we actually don't know how to do it anymore. We do know how to do it. We just don't know what our sleep stealers are. So people are helping us overcome things, you know.
Sure. I mean, it sounds kind of more so reactive than proactive. I guess it seems to be skirting around larger cultural issues. I know that companies in America are starting to offer cash bonuses to staff if they hit certain sleep goals. And I think in Japan, some companies are advocating for 7 hours sleep as well, or even 6 hours for their workers there. Do you think this could ever kind of roll out here in Australia?
Well, it is interesting that we're trying to get our staff to sleep more, when in fact most of us want to sleep more, but we actually, unless it comes with an education program, Julia, I don't think we're going to achieve anything. You know, it's the same sort of thing about teaching people what good nutrition is, as opposed to you can eat what you like, but is that really feeding your body and your mind? And the same thing with sleep. we've got to make sure that it's actually doing the right thing. So people do need to be educated about it. And then once we educate people about the importance and what happens when we don't sleep enough, people often then start to prioritise sleep themselves, and you don't have to give them bonuses to sleep, because that's what they will do, because they will understand that it's fundamental to how we think and behave and how well we are and how long we live.
Mm. And so just lastly, what's your best piece of advice for patients looking for a good night's sleep, or patients or anyone, I guess?
Well, first off, have to prioritise it, because a lot of the reason why we're not sleeping enough is because we just don't give ourselves enough time in bed, really. So make sure if you need 8 hours sleep, you need to be in bed for 8.5 hours. And if you're only in bed for 6, you're not going to get what you need. The other thing is to really, you know, take that hour before bedtime to wind down. Prepare your body and your mind for sleep. And sleep is the time that your body is nurtured and nourished, so that we can be the best version of ourselves the next day. Like Shakespeare wrote hundreds of years ago, that sleep is a chief nourisher in life's feast. And I think that's fantastic advice, and we should all listen to it.
Oh, beautiful. You can always rely on Shakespeare for beautiful. Yep. Well, Dr. Harrington, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was sleep research specialist Dr. Harrington helping us understand the world of sleep and how the global sleep aid industry is tipped off to hit $76 billion this year.